With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, no way day. And it comes to us from a friend of the show, One Drip Pete. He said yesterday, and that would have been 6-6, right, June 6th, I was listening to the show, and you had a segment on spouse pet peeves. Remember the woman that was upset about the bathroom blowout, right?
Yep.
He said, that evening, as my wife of nearly 20 years and I were discussing today's events, I shared that story with her. She looked at me and said that every morning I usually get up before her and that when she goes into the bathroom, she tends to step in one drop that I've left behind. One drop on the floor. She just kind of grabs some paper, wipes it off, cleans it up, and has never really said much.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked, saddened, and embarrassed. I asked her, my wife of almost 20 years, why she hadn't said anything. She said that she had a long time ago, but I apparently forgot or ignored her request. After I thought about this unfortunate event, I told her that I loved her even more as she put up with this. He goes on to say, do you think it would be okay if I just move a bathroom rug over next to the toilet and that will take care of the whole solution?
Is that why you have a bathroom rug?
One drip, Pete. I have no idea if that's okay or no way.
And is it really one drip, Pete, or is it puddle, Pete?
I just know that this is a situation that happens to lots of fellas as they get a little older. Things tend to not work as well. I don't know if the bathroom rug is okay or it's a no way. I guarantee you that there will probably be divided depending upon your sex here. 503-733-KGON. That's 503-733-5466. Good morning.
Good morning. It seems like the easiest solution in the privacy of your own bathroom is just sit down to do your business. Nobody knows.
Hold on. Hold
Nobody
on.
Knows.
Hold on,
I like
Jim.
How you say
Jim,
that.
Hold on, man. Those are almost fighting words, man. Come on. It's one thing to have a leaky pipe. It's another thing to be caught sitting down on the toilet. You know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, you can always multitask.
You could. You certainly could. I just know that I have friends of mine who were raised by a single mom. They mm-hmm. didn't know any better, and boy, did they get grief when they got to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tricky situation.
My mom always told me to remember to put the toilet seat down, and then I'd put the toilet seat down, and it'd get all wet, and she'd be all upset at me again.
Jim, you've opened up another can of worms that yep. we can't tackle this morning. Good morning, KGON. Are you okay or no way moving that rug closer?
No way. He might want to start setting down.
You know, you're the second person to say that. Come on, man. Those are almost like fighting words
yeah,
in guy world. Come on,
man.
I'm
shocked.
By golly. My wife would kill me if I did that. It wouldn't go at all.
Yeah, it wouldn't go at all in my home either. Friend of show Bob says rug mats are freaking disgusting. Think about it. Every time you're stepping back on that with bare feet, and if you have kids, it just adds to the mix. Friend of show Terry.
A mix of urine.
Absolutely no way. If you can't hit the toilet, start sitting down. What is up with this solution to sitting down? That's like big time fighting words.
I'm
right?
surprised there's that many people that are saying
it. I get that it's a no way. Trust me, I get that it's a no way. This is a prime example of the difference between men and women. When we tend to cohabitate, mm-hmm. we find out how different we really are. One of the species is very clean, and one may not be quite as clean as the other. Case in point, One Drip Pete sent us an email. And it all started over last week. Remember the bathroom blowout
yep.
story, right? And mm-hmm. the wife was a little frustrated about, you know, not cleaning up the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He shared that story with his wife of 20 years. And she looked at him and said, hey, look, this is something I've been meaning to talk to you about. You leave me a gift every morning. Every morning. Bathroom floor.
Little dribble.
Yep. And, you know, I've been taking care of it for almost 20 years. One Drip Pete was shocked, saddened, and embarrassed. Asked why she had never said anything. She said she did, but I must have ignored or didn't hear it. He goes on to say, I was unbelievably embarrassed. I thanked her and told her that I loved her even more than I did the day before.
Such a romantic moment.
Hallmark makes a card like that. It's right in the pee section, right? Hallmark cards. Baby's first pee. Daddy can't hit the toilet. Dad moves on to diapers. It's a whole series of Hallmark cards. It's fantastic. Anyway, he goes on to say, hey, do you think it'd just be okay if I moved the bathroom rug over closer to the toilet? Would it be okay or no way? It has been overwhelming this morning that it is a no way. Oddly enough, more for the guys than it has been for the ladies. Quite frankly, a lot of the females are like, as long as I don't have to clean it up, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. Good morning. What do you think? Is it okay or no way?
I know they're fighting words, man, but after hearing it from my wife from maybe hitting the walls too many times because you don't want that extra little beep, you know, you're, under all wet. You know what I'm talking about. And then she has to clean up the wall, and she's like, you don't shake the thing in the toilet. And I said, I better sit down. So whatever, fighting words or not, I'm telling you, it definitely fixes the problem.
Dude, I can't believe you're hitting the walls. Yeah,
that's backhanded brag. That's exactly what that was. I got you. Well, happy wife, happy life. Yeah. Good on you for doing that. Good morning, KGON. Okay or no way?
No way, man. Now, the answer, if he doesn't want to sit down, I get you guys don't like that, but it's way cleaner, and as long as you understand, you stand when you're somewhere else, you sit when you're at home, it's way cleaner. But if you don't want to do that, just go outside.
Well, Jeff,
find a bush.
Hey, Jeff says, why don't you just get a catheter and empty the bag? Hey, man.
Catheter might not be too bad of an idea.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Keep up the good work, man.
Appreciate it. Good morning, KGON. Are you okay or no way?
Oh, I think you need to remind him of the little rhyme that goes, if your hose is too short, your pump a bit weak, stand a little closer or you'll be on your feet.
That's great.
That is the perfect way to end this. I really appreciate that. What is your name?
My name is Normal Norm.
Normal Norm. Appreciate the little ditty, my friend.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, KGON.
You know, I was listening to your little dribbling pee thing, but what really concerns me is that my brother just called in and told everybody that he sits down to pee. What a baby girl!
That's so good.
Out of the bag.
How many people have you already texted that to?
Oh, I'm going to text everybody. Tell all the friends of your show that my brother John sits down to pee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.